And you're joined by Ms. Jennings, I see.
Thank you, Mr. President and Council. Just about a month and a half ago, I shared with you an economic development strategy tied to an economic development loan program. And today, Ms. Jennings and I will present to you in detail the new economic Excite Sussex County loan program. Ms. Jennings will start out giving you the history of the existing loan program, and then I will follow up with the new proposed loan program.
As you recall, in 2004, Council had voted to put $1 million aside. They had it budgeted in 2004. They put it aside, and it started out as a loan program for municipalities. And as time went on, it had changed. We opened it up to businesses, and then we also added a grant component where we award $800 per new job. So in 2005 through 2012, we had four loans that were awarded. And in 2013, when we added the grant component, there were two grants that were awarded. We were hoping that this program would be successful. It has not taken off like we hope. The two grants, most of it has already been paid back through a clawback provision. So we're looking at creative ways, what can we do to spread our money out and, you know, actually make it work for us. So as of June 30th, I look at the balance. We have $752,000 in this program that is sitting there to be used. So our current loan program today, if somebody were to come in to apply, a business can come in. It's a low-interest loan. It has to show it's an economic benefit program. We review the applications in-house. We do the loan documents in-house. We have a maximum loan amount of $250,000 with a 15-year repayment.
So the new proposed loan program, I think it's the best example that you can look at in terms of a public-private partnership. The partnership is with Discover Bank and the National Development Council, and to provide below-market interest rates and long-term loans to help companies grow their businesses here in Sussex County. I want to give you a little bit of history on the National Development Council, just so you have a little bit of a comfort zone. They've been in existence for almost 50 years. The National Development Council helps improve the lives of millions of people through new economic development opportunities and community improvements in all 50 states and Puerto Rico. What have they accomplished in those 50 years? They've financed over $2.6 billion of social infrastructure through public-private partnerships, and that's what we're proposing here today. They've loaned more than $218 million to over 579 small businesses, creating and retaining nearly 13,650 jobs, as well as thousands of construction jobs. They've financed 86 projects using the New Market Tax Credit, leveraging an additional $1.7 billion in financing for community facilities, mixed-use real estate projects, and growing businesses. Loans will range from $250 to $1 million. And depending on the use of the loan, the payments and terms of the loan will range from 10 to 25 years. Here's our formula. Through the partnership with Discover Bank, the county will grow their fund from $750,000 to $4 million. If others join, the funds will grow larger. So you can see here's our formula. The county will put $750,000 into the loan fund. Discover Bank will give the county a grant of $250,000, giving us $1 million worth of eligible money from the county. They will then, in turn, Discover Bank will match that $1 million by $3 million, which will give us a $4 million fund. They also will be paying, if you can see it, the little asterisk on the $250,000. Not only are they giving the county a grant for $250,000, they also will be funding the management of the fund for us through the National Development Council as part of their giving to the county. Now, who's eligible for the loans? Any business that has been in existence at least 2 full years. They must hire between 10 and 500 full-time employees, and that will be subject to the SBA size standards by industry. Real estate investment and development projects and financing entities do not qualify. Now, in terms of public benefits, where the goal here is creation and retention of permanent full-time jobs, and they must be located in the Sussex County Economic Development Zone within the grid. Now, I want to share with you the map, and we talked about the strategy. We've created three zones. We've created the Nanticoke Zone, which will be phase one. We'll pilot the program on the western side of the county, and at that point, we'll try to develop best practices, and then we'll move to the Broadkill Zone, which will be phase two, and then move on to phase three, which is the Indy River Zone.
Are we allowed to ask questions as we
sure.
go?
Sure. Charlotte.
Timelines. Are you talking about, you know, phase one, phase two, phase three? Is it just based on applicants? Is it based on time? Is it what is the criteria to determine when you shift from phase one over to phase two versus and then phase three?
It's a good question. What I've been doing here, I've been meeting with all the communities on the western side of the county, and I've been getting their input in terms of where they want to drive economic development, as well on the county level from the, we're looking at potential opportunities on the county side of the western side of the county. And once we have those best practices and everything in place, then we will move to phase two. At this point, we do not have a timeline in detail that, you know, 3 months out that we'll launch in phase two. We want to get some businesses under our belt to make sure that we have this right. The goal is to drive economic development to the western side and move east. That's our goal.
So now you'll see. So to give out money, you want to go from 10 to 500 people.
Between 10 and 500.
Between 10 and 500.
It could be 15 or 490 or whatever.
Right.
I thought 10 is always a big separation.
Big jump, big growth, wouldn't it?
Sure.
And I give away money. It's a loan.
If I get enough money from you, I might be able to get hard 10.
Now, what is the process? The process, interested businesses will submit their business plan to the Sussex County Economic Development Office. The Sussex County Economic Development will review the business plan and verify that they're located in the economic development target area. The Sussex County Economic Development Office will connect the business to the National Development Council to begin the application process. The National Development Council will review the applications based on the criteria established by the SBA 7A guidelines. There is no application fee. These will be SBA guaranteed loans. If approved, the loan agreement will be handled by the National Development Council. It actually, as Ms. Jennings explained to you at the beginning, that we actually managed the loan program in the past, but now it will be managed by the National Development Council. The applicant pays a 1% deposit at the commitment letter signing.
Before you go off to the next page. The SCEDO, Sussex County Economic Development Office, is you.
Correct.
Okay. Just to reconfirm.
Yeah, that's our office.
Okay.
That's the county office.
Just want to clarify.
Sussex County Economic Development.
So what kind of office are you? What kind of business are you talking about?
Any kind. It wants to make an application.
We're talking about any business.
Doesn't matter, just long as hard, 10 to 500, doesn't matter who comes in.
There's no requirement, I think, on how many they hire. It's that they have to have at least 10 employees and not more than 500.
Well, that's
right. Based on the SBA standards.
Yeah.
The applicant pays fees for the SBA guarantee, and all closing costs can be financed through the loan.
Where is NDC going to be located, their office? I want to make an application. I've got to go to this National Development Council.
Actually.
And they're going to review the thing. Is there something here that, close by?
They do not have a freestanding office in Delaware, but they're in Delaware quite frequently because they're also managing two other loan programs.
Yeah, I go up Greenwood,
so they
right?
will come to
so
us.
So you make an appointment and they would show up, somebody would show
yes.
up from that organization and meet with them, okay, in your
yep.
offices or
yep.
whatever. I got you.
Or in their place of business.
Or in their place, okay.
Frequently asked questions. What guarantees and collateral are required? Personal guarantee is required for anyone owning greater than 20% of the business. So what that means is not if they own 20% or greater of the business, they actually have to 100% guarantee the loan. Security interest in all available collateral for real estate, flexible loan to value depending on underwriting. Now, what's the breakdown of the interest rate? The county portion of the loan ends up being about 18.8% of the entire loan program, which will be, the interest rate will be 1%. The Discover Bank grant to the Sussex County of $250,000 is 6.3% of the total loan program, and that will be of an interest rate of 0%. And then the 75% of the loan program, which is actually the Discover Bank portion, the interest rate will be 2.94%, and that's going to be based on the 7-year treasury, and that will change over time. As of December 1st, if we look combined all that, the interest rate on a 25-year loan would be at 3.94%.
What's the going rate? Bill, do you know? I mean, outside this program here, 3.94, what would be a going rate out in the regular world?
I think 4.5%. We probably get 4.5%, 5%, depending on the size of the loan.
Okay.
A larger loan, you can buy that down to 4.5%. Smaller loan, you actually could be 2% above the prime rate.
Okay. Thank you.
What type of reporting will the business be required to do? They'll have they'll have to submit annual financial statements to the National Development Council or tax returns. So I think this is probably the best example of a public-private partnership that you could actually have, because the county's investment is this, and this is about 18.8% of the total loan program.
And it is important to point out that Discover headquarters is in Greenwood, Delaware,
that's
which is
correct.
In Sussex County, if
correct.
I'm not mistaken.
That is correct.
So they are a international, you know, business running their corporate offices
in
here in Sussex.
In Greenwood, County. That's correct.
Very nice of them.
So we have a proposal here today, a motion.
You do?
I
oh,
got a question.
Got a question.
I got,
well, let's go ahead, Mr. Burton.
All right. The a company is going to come in and they're going to see you, and then how does this
that's correct.
This work? So they come in, they fill out an application with you, and then you determine if they hit the minimum pins and then move
right.
them forward to
right.
Discover.
So we will be changing our website once we have the approval on the loan program and we have final details with Discover Bank and the National Development Council. The way the process will work is they will have to have a business plan and financials, both if they've been in business for 2 years, they'll also have some tax returns. We'll review that business plan, see if they are going to locate within our economic development strategy, the zones within the grid, and then we will move them forward to the National Development Council.
If they don't hit the grid, if I want to be in the second grid, and open a business, am I out?
You mean when we're working in phase one?
Yes.
If it's a bona fide business, we're not going to turn anybody away.
Okay. You know, a lot of times a company's not profitable in 2 years. Do they, if they're showing growth, is that a decision, or how does that work?
Yeah, I think that what will happen there, based on the tax returns, based on the loan request, based on the SBA 7A standards guidelines, what will happen is they potentially could be a candidate for a loan if they can prove that what they're borrowing the money for will help take that business to the next level. Example I would give you, let's say they were just awarded a federal contract and they needed to buy X in order to execute that federal contract, which would create more jobs. They would be a great candidate for the loan program.
Oftentimes a loan for a business like you just mentioned is for equipment that reduces employees, right? I'm gonna buy a better printing press, so I don't need five people, I need four. How does that affect this deal?
I don't think it affects the deal because that's the world we live in today.
So you don't have to grow the employees?
Technology is changing the world that we live in. And it's a good question. There's no question that happens along the way. You know, that will be considered. But at the end of the day, you know, if they can show growth, economic growth, it takes skilled operators to operate a piece of technology. So maybe that one person potentially could move to a different job and a new person would be hired at a greater dollar figure that's going to benefit the community. They're going to be able to give back to their community because they're going to be a skilled worker.
And you're going to be involved in that, so it's not just a financial decision bank loan, right? Because if you're going to add in, if you're taking away employees but you're adding to the skill level,
right.
Does this program still work for that?
I think it would work for that.
Okay.
The other thing is, I think what the advantage of partnering with the National Development Council is that they're going to do the underwriting. They're going to do the due diligence and make sure that all the I's are dotted and all the T's are crossed, that we've really thought this process through. And I think it relieves a little bit of the pressure from our finance department here to have to be a bank.
Are we in second position all the time? So the bank would be in first.
That's
and
correct.
The county would be in second?
The county's in second position. And I see that as a good thing.
Okay.
Because I think at the end of the day is that under the current loan program, we're taking all the risk here, but now we have a partner that's using the guidelines of the SBA 7A program that really helps us make a more informed decision, or the county to make an informed.
But we're not the backstop for the total loan.
No.
Okay. And then are the you mentioned that you talked to the town, so that mm-hmm. so the towns have to be kind of excited about this. So
I think, until we had something in terms of God bless you.
Thank you. Amen.
We actually have floated this to the towns, but you know, until we have the approval of the council, you know, we have nothing in writing. But as we move forward here, if we can get approval of the council to move in this direction, I see it as to be a win-win for the towns.
If another bank wants to join, do they go in under the Discover wing, or do they go over on their own?
Well, it's actually our loan it's our loan fund.
Okay.
So what they would do is anybody participating in the fund would actually go, we could help with that.
They would just add to it.
We would add to it.
Because I would think that the towns would be, you know, because they're going to be the first call,
right?
And then you'd be the second and Discover would be the third.
Right.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
More questions to council?
No, it looks like another tool in your toolbox to help, and maybe this program will be better than the last program.
You have a motion, sir. Or Ms. James has a motion. Someone's got a motion.
I do. I have a motion. What the motion does is it closes out our old loan and grant program and creates this one here. It says, be it moved that the Sussex County Council enter into agreement with National Development Fund through the Grow American Fund to partner with banks such as Discover to create a Sussex County loan fund with a minimum total of a $4 million value by Sussex County contributing $750,000 from its previous loan and grant program.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Second, Mr. Arliss. Second, Mr. Cole. Questions?
That means that they
Wilson.
If they Discover Bank could lose $4 million, we lose $750,000 go with that. Is that what you're saying there?
750 is including the $4
million.
Discover could lose $3 million, I guess. We could lose $750.
They made a bad investment. You know, they have been known in this area. They lost $100 million in one decision here, one bank did. So if they lost $4 million, that means that we could lose $750,000?
Sure.
Yes.
So that doesn't put us free, does it?
No, but just guarantee this money. Right. This money is more protected here through this program than it is in our current program today, because we're requiring life insurance policies, things like that that we didn't on our current program. So it's more protected this way.
Life insurance.
Yeah,
it's an improvement.
I told my wife buy more life insurance.
There you go. Any more questions to council? We're going to take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
I would say yes, and please keep us informed as it progresses, please. Yeah,
Mr. Burton.
I vote in favor of the motion.
Mr. Wilson.
No.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. And while you're here, I'd like to thank you very much for spending the time with Mrs. Jennings to develop this program. I think it certainly adds a lot to our, as George said, our toolbox. We're not the only guy out there hanging for the money. There's going to be a lot more due diligence probably by these people who've got more money invested, and hopefully it will benefit people in this county to grow a business. So thank you very much
thank
for
you.
Your
thank
work.
Thank you.
Evidently, I could talk about the, really what's happened to all the business I hear. That they already spent. God be nice, but let it go.
Michael Costello. This is what we've been waiting for all morning with anticipation.
I'm sure
your report on the Ecological Extinction Task Force update.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. So this past summer, the council assigned me to participate in the Ecological Extinction Task Force, which was authorized by the Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 20 of the General Assembly. So the task force was created to study the extinction of plant and animal species in Delaware, identify the contributing factors of the problem locally, and make recommendations that would bring beneficial changes to the species of most concern. So there were a total of 9 meetings. They were all held in the legislative hall, and they were open to the public. During several of these meetings, we had experts in the field give presentations to bring awareness to some of these factors and of the decline of these species. I can say that the information that was provided all led to habitat. Everything all boils down to habitat. The information provided the framework that was used to develop the 7 detailed sections identified as the task force findings. And these findings each had a lengthy list of recommendations that went back in the report, and the task force findings, each section had overarching statements, which I'm going to share with you today. So the first would be education. The concept of the public through the collective action of private landowners has an important role to play in the prevention of extinction of local species and also in the resurgence of local species, and this is a relatively new concept. Education is the key to understanding. A comprehensive educational effort will be required in order to change the way we, as individual property owners, view our effect on the decline of local species. When we understand the way that our choices drive the decline of local species, we'll make different choices in how we manage our property. of critical importance in the education of property owners, our children, and those who play a role in the development of property, including state and local land use officials, engineers, landscape design professionals, professional builders, and landscape contractors, as well as those who have the responsibility to manage private property, including HOAs and property management companies. So that was one of the sections. The next would be incentivize private landowners. The overarching statement for this category is incentives should be created to encourage the planting, restoration, and management of native species and their habitat. This can be done through incentives should be created to encourage the removal of invasive species and replace with native species. Incentives should be created to replace non-native species with native species. And finally, incentives can take many forms and may include such things as monetary incentives, public recognition, and the ease of permitting or other government approvals. The next section is government leads by example. A critical part of demonstrating to the public the importance of native species to our local ecosystem is by the government taking the lead and providing native species landscape and management on our public properties. Legislation affecting development. In order to improve, protect our ecosystems, policy changes at the state and or local levels may be necessary. Policy changes could include things such as a bill or a resolution passed by the General Assembly, an ordinance or resolution passed by local government, a change in the regulations administered by the state or local government, or a change in state and local government policy. Funding open space programs at the statutory level. The utilization of open space program is an effective tool in stemming the loss of our native species. Legislation to prohibit the sale of invasive species. The sale of invasive plant species is an important factor contributing to the loss of native species in Delaware. And I wanted to stop there for just a second. There was a study that was performed by some interns, and they went to all your big box stores and your nurseries, and probably over 75% of the available off-the-shelf plants that you can buy, they're either non-native or invasive species. And that was kind of eye-opening to me. And then lastly, deer management. The proliferation of deer is an important factor contributing to the loss of native species in Delaware. And I hear a lot of this from the ag community and other members, HOAs, the deer coming in and eating up all our stuff.
And loss of cars.
And loss of cars, yes. So these recommendations developed under each of these sections are available in the full report, which I emailed to you earlier, and it's also available at the General Assembly's website. So the my participation provided me with a new and significant information in the matter, and I see that there is an opportunity for us as a county to help bring improvements through certain considerations in our projects, construction, and review of specific ordinances in the future.
I got a question.
Mr. Cole.
Yeah, will you be able to, and maybe you already have, I don't know, with our land use planning process and can meet with the consultants and tell them what you've learned and the exposure you've had, because if we've got this environmentally sensitive developing district, which is, you know, not really sensitive to anything other than development, that we need to maybe, you know, this habitat component. There needs to be something in there about, in these areas. We're going to be going over to Nanticoke and the tributaries over there, Marshy Hope and all those areas. So we need to, I think, have something in our plan that actually does some protection. So I hope you can meet with them. And I think it's very good for business because I know in real estate when developers preserve things that are worth preserving, and then they sell lots near that, the lots bring more money. So there's a value to it for them to protect these things. So we need to, like you say, educate it. And the other thing would be that because the state of Delaware has the Department of Natural Resources, the counties do not.
Correct.
It's difficult for us to come up with the expertise to and put in this and create legislation when we don't have really a basis, you know, or an agency at the county level to help us with it. I would say, I think the emphasis should be on the state legislature, Dover, Delaware, to mandate to the counties. They want these areas protected, like watershed protection, trees, or habitat, and all, anything. So I hate to say it, it needs to come to, from the state, and it probably, and we need then to incorporate it into our planning process. And so far, the state hasn't had the guts to take the
the steps to protect freshwater wetlands and some of these things. They just, if, I think, have looked at regulations and not really that are recommendations that we get when we get the plus comments and different things. So anyway, that's just some comments off the top of my head, and I hope you can.
So if I could address that for just quickly. If you take the time to review the report in its entirety, mm-hmm. you'll see that there are many, many recommendations that address just the key factors that you just noted. Those are all recommendations that have been put back in the report, so we'll find out what the governor's office and the other departments of those recommendations, what are they going to pick up. So a lot of them were pretty lofty recommendations.
Oh, yeah,
and
sure
you know, but there is definitely some opportunity for some in there. And secondly, as we approach the comp plan, I've got a number of individuals and stakeholders who are interested in some of these components. And so what we're doing now is we're waiting to see what sections are coming before you. And if there is an appropriate section that you're going to be discussing that day, we want to make sure that those folks have an opportunity to get before you and inform you about some of these things, mm-hmm. and you'll take those into consideration as we move forward in developing our comp plan.
just one comment, very quickly, and to George's point, to Mr. Cole's point, I would say be careful what you ask for. I think there is a some either I don't disagree with your comments about the need to consider those areas. However, we've also been in lawsuits, I believe, with the states as it relates to overreach of private property rights. And I think even at the national level, I think our president signed into a regulation back in, if I'm not mistaken, February, rescinding that Waters of the U.S. Act regulation, i.e. putting it, re-looking at it, and I'm just saying be careful what you ask for. That's all. That's my only comment.
I'm very careful.
Mike? Anything else from council? Mr. Burton?
Was there any input for the draft plan that was presented us to from you or your group that you're with?
Yeah, the task force. We hashed out every one of those recommendations. We went back and forth, and it was by vote that we either passed that recommendation, modified that recommendation, or we failed that recommendation. So everything you'll see in there, based on not just the overarching statements, but the recommendations, was tabled, and collectively it either passed or failed, and it made the report.
What about your involvement with the comp plan draft? That's.
I have been involved in that in regards to housing, and I think that's about it.
But not this issue.
Right, no.
Right. Okay.
This issue needs to be, I think, and we'll be meeting tomorrow. Correct, Todd?
Correct.
And so this could be something that's on the agenda, possibly.
Not for tomorrow.
No, not tomorrow. We're going to follow a certain program. We're not going to jump all around the thing here.
No, I'm used to jumping. 7 day
requirement. Well, we'll stop the jumping, I hope.
We have white-tailed deer in this section. That's actually, like George said, Mr. Constant, Councilman Cole said, it's sort of created a lot of business. It's took care of the rec department. It's helped sell new cars. It's done a lot of things. They've really been dangerous. There's actually been people killed from them, and crops been eaten up, and they're not native either. By the way, they were brought in here about 1950 something.
You're talking about the deer?
Deer. Bobtail. White-tailed deer.
All the deer in my neighborhood are local.
Well, that's before you was here, George. That's actually, you got here after deer got here.
Deer.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank
if
you.
If you look, there was no deer around 1950. They brought in here.
Wasn't born.
Mr. Medlars, come on down, sir.
Next deer I eat, I'll check its family tree.